My name is Noel King Gunene, and I'm a committee secretary of this committee. On my right, it's Mr. Kumete, Sibusiso Kumete, who's the content advisor for the committee. So my role today is to conduct the proceedings for the election of the chairperson of the committee as per National Assembly Rule 158, sub rule 1A, which reads as follows, I quote, "A committee must elect one of its members as the chairperson of the committee," unquote. On behalf of Secretary to Parliament, I have convened this meeting to elect the chairperson of this committee. I must indicate that I am delighted to have you here and thank you for coming. I would like to declare the meeting opened and further wish to indicate that it gives me a great pleasure to welcome you all in this first meeting. So on Monday, 1st of July 2019, a notice calling for the meeting was circulated to all members via emails. This was done in compliance with the NA Rule 160 sub Rule 1. This rule states that the secretary must call a meeting of a committee within 5 days after the names of the members of the committee have been announced, unquote. So the election of the chairperson is going to be conducted in line with NA Rule 158. After being elected, the chairperson will preside at this meeting of the committee and perform all functions assigned to the chairperson of the committee. The register is being circulated, and the purpose of the register, it was to ascertain whether we do have a quorum. But from my view, counting and looking at the names of the members of the committee, I should think we do form a quorum. Since the quorum is correct, then I'll firstly try to outline the procedure that we are going to follow in this process. The procedure is as follows. I'll call for a nomination and a seconder from the floor. For record purposes, when participating in this process, members must introduce themselves. If there's only one nomination, no voting will take place, and the person so nominated will be declared the chairperson. If there is more than one nomination, the names of the nominees will be put on a vote by a show of hands. After the end of the vote, the nominee with the majority of votes will be declared the chairperson. Members will also only be allowed to vote once. We did have an agenda in front of us. Seeing that members are here, I wouldn't then go to introductory, because members of those who will be participating will mention their names. I hope that is understood. You must relax, members, and honor me to be the chair of a time being. Then we are going to start with nominations now. I will now proceed to call for nomination for the position of chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development. Honourable Member.
Thank you. Good morning, Honourable Members, Chair of the session. My name is Faiz Jacobs, and I would like to nominate Comrade Violet Sizani Siwela as our chair for the Portfolio Committee of Small Business and Development. Thank you.
Honorable Faiz Jacobs has nominated Ms. Violet Siwela to be the chairperson of the committee. Is there any seconder for the nomination? Honourable Member.
Thank you, Chair. My name, good morning, members. My name is Bridget Kaumelang. I would like to second the nomination that has been made by Honourable Jacobs. I second the proposal made.
Honourable Bridget has seconded the nomination of Ms. Violet Siwela. I will now ask the Honourable Siwela whether she does take the nomination. Honourable Siwela.
Thank you, Chairperson. I humbly accept the nomination. Thank you.
Honourable Siwela is humbly accepting the nomination. I'll further ask for any nominations, if there are any. I do not see any hand. As I have explained before, that if there's only one name that has been nominated, there will not be a need for voting. So since there is no counter nomination, I will then declare that Honorable Violet Siwela has been nominated as the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development. I will therefore congratulate Honorable Siwela for being elected as the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee of Small Business Development. And then as for now, then I'll request her to come and take her chair and then express any honor that she has to the committee. Thank you very much, Honorable Members.
Humble greet my honorable members of this Portfolio Committee of Small Business Development, our support staff from the Portfolio Committee, ladies and gentlemen. Let me first welcome you all to this inaugural meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development in the 6th Parliament. I must thank you for your vote of confidence in me, having elected me to preside over this committee, and in reality, myself as the chairperson of the next period running up to 2024, I'm indeed looking forward to traversing this journey with you. I would also like to express my warm appreciation to the 5th Parliament, especially our predecessors, for laying a solid foundation upon which to build our program of the 6th Parliament. Indeed, as members of this committee would learn as we begin to roll out our program. Our predecessors did a lot of work during the 5th Parliament, and we did not drop the ball or fail them. Special thanks to support staff of this committee for hitting the ground running. Following successful elections during 8 May 2023, 2019, the electorate has indeed given us a mandate to represent them in this August House, and we certainly owe them our complete and undivided courtesy. As members of Parliament, we are elected to represent the people of the country. We must at all times act as the voice of the people. Parliament, therefore, is accountable to the people of South Africa. Honourable members, you all have freedom of speech, subject only to the rules of houses, when you participate in committees or debates. I therefore trust that members will exercise these rights maturely and responsibly. The Constitution of the Republic of South Africa gives us the mandate to legislate, conduct oversight over the executive, and facilitate public participation. Parliament's mission and vision statements, the rules of Parliament and its constitutional obligation govern our mandate. Each member in this House has a responsibility and obligation to adhere to these provisions. Honourable members, the National Development Plan, which is a blueprint for eliminating poverty and reducing inequality in the country by 2030, underscores the pivotal role to be played by small business, that of creating 90% of the expected 11 million jobs by 2030. This places a serious responsibility on the small business to contribute approximately 800,000 jobs per year until 2030. The creation of a small business minister in 2014 heralded a new era and brought hope for the small business sector. Our collective mandate is to ensure that the radical transformation of our economy through the promotion and development of sustainable and competitive entrepreneurs, small business and cooperatives that contribute to job creation and economic growth. We owe allegiance and commitment to many entrepreneurs who succeeded despite the policies of our ugly past heavily stacked against them and designed to squeeze them out of economic activities. Yes, more still need to be done. Honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you all in the sixth Parliament. I look forward to fruitful engagements and participation of all members, regardless of which political affiliation they come from or representation in the interest of our beautiful nation. I thank you all. I will request my support staff to give us if ever there are any announcements from now.
Thank you, Honorable Brand New Chairperson. We welcome you, and as a support staff, we are so keen to support you and the members of the committee as we did. From the look of things, there's only one member who is a returning member in this committee. We welcome you, Honorable Kruger. I think he will always be saying, we used to do it this way. This is Honorable Kruger from there. And we also welcome the new members that have joined this committee. Chairperson, the only announcement, I think there will be three. We had thought as the support staff that we could have just a 1 hour meeting on committee induction, more on what we as the support staff we are doing and what service do we offer to members of the committee. And then from our different roles, because we've got a committee secretary, we've got a content advisor, we've got a researcher, we've got a communications officer, and we've got a committee assistant, as well as the person who is managing us as a whole. So we've scheduled and request members to honor the appointment of two at M514 in Max Building. It's going to be just a short meeting for an hour just to know what do we do and then how can we interact. Secondly, Mr. Dodo is going to circulate the rough forms that we have developed of before.
Chair, given that we most of us are new members, we don't know these abbreviations. So maybe you can also direct us where is M514.
Thank you, Mr. Jacobs. We've got Plain Street Building, we've got Marx Building, we've got National Council of Provinces Building, we've got Old Assembly Building, we've got New Wing National Assembly Building, and we've got 120 Building. So we can forget about 120 because it's the departments are there. So the support staff are being accommodated in Plain 90 Plain Building. And then the building adjacent to 90 Building, we call it a Marx Building. If you go down the street, it will be on your left. From the portes, it will be on your right. So when we say M5 what, so it's Marx Building, fifth floor, and the committee room is number 514. I hope members didn't get lost here. Once we see the number with a V, that will be an old assembly building where we are. So it will be V454, V475, the other committee rooms are down there. But once we see V, you must know it's old assembly building. Once you see the number starting with an E, let's say E314, E201, then that E means it is the new assembly building. Then once they will see the number starting with NCOP, it will be that side at the National Council of Provinces building. Sorry?
Chairperson, if I may. unless the labeling has changed, the committee rooms and the NCOP building start with S.
Thank you, Mr. Mpele.
Yeah, institutional memory, we like that.
Yeah, that's a... then it's S, once it's S314, S will be the NCOP building. But we'll get used to this. So that is why I wanted to, if you can meet the headline. Then secondly, there are forms that we have developed. Mr. Dodo will circulate them. Basically, what we need from this form is for the members' particulars, because there will be a time where we are, firstly, for communication. So I was testing the emails that I got from my trials, so I could see that those emails are valid. If maybe there's a member who will prefer to use another email address or phone number, can indicate in this form. And then whenever we'll be conducting oversights or whatever, it makes us easy for us to know exactly where the member is and all the information about the member. We are not going to divulge it to anyone. It's going to be for us, for a committee. And for traveling members, normally some have got voyager miles, some have got. So if you've got all those numbers, it becomes easy whenever we are preparing for any movement. So, and lastly, Chairperson, I would like to indicate it will be you who will be whipping, who will be steering now, but I just want to conscientize members that we are going to have a very, very tight program between today and the 12th. The portfolio, there will be budget vote debate on the 12th of July for the small business development. Then, which means by that time, we must have finished and have adopted the budget vote report. When we are developing a budget vote report, it is where the department is presenting their strategic plans and their annual performance plans, the department and the entities. So within this short space of time, we must have those meetings and then have a meeting for adopting the report prior the debate on the 12th. So those were the three things that we wanted to transmit, Chair. I think some others we can talk about them at two.
Thank you. Ngama? Yeah, no, thanks, Chairperson. My one is at the beginning, I think when we're still at the introductory, as per the program here, I thought since we are not quite a big number of the committee, you know, it's good to put the name or the face on the name as well so that we know each other. So if possible, maybe the chairperson, if you can allow us to introduce ourselves. Thank you.
Order. Second hand.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I just want to find out the program for the rest of the week. If we can just get an indication, are we meeting tomorrow? Are we meeting on Thursday? What time and where? And next week as well? Because, you know, our parties also expect from us to attend the EPCs. So, you know, if we're going to meet while the EPCs is going on, it's going to be a bit of a clash with party policy, you know, from our different parties. But especially this week, I would like just to get an indication of the program. Thank you, ma'am.
They will deal with that one. As he has indicated that we're going to have a tight program from now, it's critical to have those timelines. They will do that urgently so and inform all the committee members. And then the request from Honorable TK that we introduce ourselves, I'll start with myself, but it's going to be a shallow introduction. It's not going to be deeper. What I can say is that I'm Comrade Violet Sowele. From Mpumalanga, former deputy chairperson of the province of the ANC. I'm an ANC member, currently NEC member of the ANC, former speaker, former MEC, etc., etc. So that's me. My nickname is Mavi. I don't mind if you call me Mavi like TK. Thank you. Honorable host. Can
introduce yourself in that fashion. Oh. Nibizwa Nguhosi, Ihashi. You know Ihashi. I'm from KZN. That's all I can say. The African National Congress.
Thank you, Chair. Greetings again. My name is Faiz Jacobs, proud member of the African National Congress. I've got the provincial secretary designation still as the Western Cape provincial secretary, serve on the NEC, and good to be here in this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Bridget Kamelang from Northwest Province, ANC member, the outgoing provincial secretary of the ANC Women's League.
I'm Lauren Rubengo, ANC member. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Yeah, no, it's not. Good morning, everyone. My name is I'm April. I am a member of the ANC, a member of the Regional Executive Committee in Ekurhuleni. They call Ekurhuleni the 10th province of South Africa. I am a former chairperson of the ANC Youth League in Gauteng province, and I'm a former businessman. Thank you.
I thought the chairperson said the introduction was going to be shallow, but Mr. April, but it's fine. Togo Zanlanga from Economic Freedom Fighters. Thank you.
Ngiyabonga, Shlalo.
Ikamu Zakele Mbele, member from the Democratic Alliance. I'm a returning member to Parliament, but a new member on this committee, previously serving on the Police Portfolio Committee. And prior to the Fifth Parliament, I was working in the Premier's office in the Western Cape as a media officer. And yeah, I think that's all for now. Nkosi.
My name is Hendro Kruger. Some people call me Masiza. And I'm from Mpumalanga, the best province in South Africa. Not the cleanest province, but the best province. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Christian Tembam Smang. I am a member of the IFP. I'm a new member on this committee, and I'm looking forward to participate fruitfully. I am an emeritus professor of UNISA, and I'm serving in other two committees, the Portfolio Committee on Justice, as well as on Joint Rules Committee. Thank you very much.
Honourable Member, then I would like my support staff to introduce themselves, since majority of us are new members. We don't know them.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Sibusiso Gumede. I'm part of the support staff, designated as a content advisor, responsible for policy and strategy. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. My name is King Gunene. I'm a support staff for this committee, designated as the committee secretary. Thank you very much, Chair.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Nwabi Sambelekane. I'm the researcher for this committee, parliamentary researcher.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Justice Molafo from Parliament Communications, designated to this committee as a communication officer to assist this committee with communication.
Thank you. My name is Johnson Mahadzi. I'm one of them. Good working.
Yeah, thank you. I was saying my name is Johnson Mahadi, I'm just an observer.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Mlula Mitoto. I'm a supporting staff. I'm serving as a committee assistant doing logistics. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Matthew Schreiber. I'm an observer.
Good morning. My name is Sienna Miller. I'm an observer as well.
Chair and honorable members, on our side as a support staff, may I indicate that we have also an executive secretary to the chairperson. Her name is Nomtazi Tresha. Unfortunately, she has got an emergency. She is not at work. She will not be at work this week. She has got an emergency. She is from Eastern Cape. Thank you very much. So I wouldn't be surprised when you see another lady sitting this side. Thank you.
Comrade Jacobs.
Thank you, Chair. Just a question. The Parliamentary Monitoring Group, I see our observers carry the badge, and I also see that it is a Parliamentary Monitoring Group is a group that records and monitors subcommittees. What is the arrangement from Parliament? Is there a contractual relationship between PMG and the recording? Can you just clarify that? The chair might know, might not know, but maybe the support staff might know, or the observers yourself, if you can just clarify the role that you are in this committee. Because I have seen that PMG play does record the activities of subcommittees. Is there a formal relationship is the question I'm asking.
Yes, PMG is an NGO, private organization. We are tasked with oversight of Parliament and members. We are not government contractors of we're not part of government, no. Just an oversight committee.
Cleared. Thank you.
Chair, I think the question relates to that Comrade Faiz is asking is partly answered in my view. Because when we say oversight and we are saying NGO, not part of government but overseeing, the question is what is the relationship with our government and then any NGO? How does an NGO or can another NGO come from Limpopo and come and sit and say they are an oversight NGO in our committee to listen and record what is being recorded in the committee. Just to clarify me, so that tomorrow when I see another company or NGO coming, that we just know what the rules say and is it allowed and is it proper for something like this.
Thank you, Chairperson. If I may assist also from the perspective of institutional experience and convention. Portfolio committee meetings are, by parliamentary rules, open public meetings. So any member of the public, any organization, be they for profit or non-profit, is entitled to sit in and observe on portfolio committee meetings, including to record them and to report on them. So we'll have the media, we'll have NGOs from different sectors who have an interest in the deliberations of the committee. And even to the extent that any organization may request through the chairperson to make submissions to the committee on any topic that they are deliberating on. So it's a long-standing situation in Parliament that PMG has interns, observers and staff members who sit in on committee meetings, all of them. They will record both the audio and take notes, and then they publish their own independent committee meeting reports online in order to inform the public about the work of Parliament and in order just to, in order to contribute to Parliament being the people's institution and getting the word out about what we discuss and how our oversight works. Chairperson, without starting a discussion, Parliament is itself an oversight institution, but I think we always must remember that we as public reps, as members, are ultimately accountable to the citizens' oversight of us. And any organization in the non-profit sector that enables citizens to be better informed about the work of their public representatives is something to be welcomed and embraced. There has never been any fundamental issue with the work of PMG, and in fact, it actually enhances our own work by enabling our constituency work by enabling our parliamentary work to get out to our constituencies.
Can I make a ruling on this matter?
Just before the ruling, Chair.
Yes.
I don't think our contention is about PMG and the work that they're doing. I think it was just about clarity of who must be here and why they are here. And I think the clarity is brought, but I don't want it to be clouded with we've got an issue with anyone.
I didn't want to explain as a former speaker what he has outlined, so I'm happy if it is clear to all of us here. But mostly in our legislatures, those who are interested, they are mostly interested in the SCOPA portfolio committee, but I'm happy if they are also attending in those, into those other portfolio committees. But the clarity he has given is correct in terms of the rules. I am tempted now to close the meeting. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.